Let's open God's Word together this morning. And let's turn to Luke 12 as we continue to look at some parables of Jesus. To set the scene, look over at verse 1 of chapter 12. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak to his disciples. And over in 13, somebody in the crowd shouts out, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Boy, that sounds contemporary, doesn't it? He's taking all the inheritance, keeping it for himself. And Jesus replied, Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? And then he said to them, both of them, Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. And then he said, This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Last week, as we were spending time to pray for the persecuted church, millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith, and I understand the concept of that problem. But when you meet individuals, it's different somehow. I remember this guy out in the wilderness with his family, and we got one pot to cook in. They're hiding from the Taliban in Afghanistan. They're out there with that tent and essentially nothing else. Not because he's lazy. Not because he did something wrong, but because Jesus appeared to him in a dream. And he responded by faith and followed Jesus. And now he's going to be killed if he's found by the Taliban. That guy came home from church with me. I get up in the morning and I exercise and I take a shower in the bathroom and I go up and I sit in my favorite chair and I listen to the hiss of the gas fire as I turn on the lamp and open the Bible and spend some quiet time over a cup of coffee and look around the room and see all the various chairs and tables and the beautiful paintings and stuff. And this guy shows up. And it's hard for me not to be embarrassed about having so much. It's puzzling to me. Why did God decide for you and I to be born into a place where there is plenty, and that guy not to be? Where we have freedom, and where we can believe and worship exactly the way we want to with no hassle. And yet he has to run for his life, and his family has to suffer because he believes and he worships. And Monday, when I started studying this parable to preach it this Sunday, and it's like this guy was looking over my shoulder, and yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I've talked to several of you who've had a similar experience, wondering, are we really meant to have so much? Is Jesus in this parable saying that it's a sin to accumulate things? Is it a sin to have a 401k or an IRA account? Is he saying that things in themselves are sinful? And I must admit, with this guy over my shoulder, this was a trickier deal. But let's make sure we understand exactly what Jesus is saying in this parable. And to do that, we have to focus our attention on why he told it. It was this guy and his brother who were scrapping over the inheritance. And Jesus said to both of them, the guy who had all the money and the guy who had none of the money, he said to both of them, be on your guard. Watch out against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And what Jesus is saying here is that greed is addictive. And just like an addiction to heroin or food or alcohol or cigarettes or any kind of an addiction, you want more and more and more. In fact, the word itself mostly consists of a prefix that means more and more and more. Greed in the Greek language is kind of like more and moreism. And Jesus said, watch out for all different kinds. The problem here is defining your life according to how much you have. Jesus is saying, if you measure your life by how much you have, you will never, ever have enough. You'll want more and more and more. It's addictive. It'll control you. Watch out for it. You may have heard that Nelson Rockefeller, a millionaire, was asked, how much money would it require to be financially secure? And his answer was, $1 more than what I have. You want more and more and more. Now you think about that and you say, well, you know, that really is how capitalistic economy is supposed to work, more and more and more. If people aren't going for more and more and more, then other people don't have jobs. It really is kind of the American way. We talk about the American dream. We talk about how our children ought to be better off than we are, generation after generation after generation. And if that's not more and more and more, what is? So what's really so bad about more and more and more? What's bad about it, Jesus says, is it's an addiction. Addictions control you. And it does things to you. What does it do? Well, that's what he told the parable about. And what did this addiction for more and more and more do to this farmer? Well, the first thing it did was it made him selfish. I tried to emphasize it with my voice, but did you notice how many times he said I, or me, or myself? Remember the Beatles song a few years back? I, me, my. There was 18 different references to I or me or my or self in 5 verses. Made him entirely self-centered. Egotistical, too. How did he have so many crops this year? Where did the crops come from? Verse 16. The ground did it. A couple years ago, we had a bumper crop of cherries on our cherry tree. Why? The ground did it. We didn't do anything different. Some years, the birds get them all. But we had quarts and quarts and quarts of cherries. Why? Because the ground did it. And this guy says, my crops. What am I going to do with my crops? I have no place for my crops. So I know what I will say to myself. I will build a, you know, it's me, selfish and egotistical and self-centered. And more and moreism does that to you. An addiction to greed does that to you. It makes you completely revolved around yourself. It makes you selfish, but also makes you foolish.